Microsoft is rolling out what it calls its biggest and most comprehensive security fix for Windows XP. Many users will have the upgrade installed automatically, or beginning today, you can go to Microsoft's website and download it yourself. The company says this patch will make it tougher for hackers to break in, but in the continuing arms race against intruders, that extra security might not last. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports from Seattle.
It's called Service Pack 2, or simply SP2, and it's free. Microsoft Vice President Rich Kaplan says there are many under-the-hood changes aimed at stopping various intrusion techniques. There's a new default firewall, a security center to help users figure out what security features are running on their computer. And there's increased security for those using the Internet Explorer web browser.
Our goal is to stay ahead of these malicious hackers. And this is, a giant step forward. It's not perfect, but at the same time, this is a great, great milestone in terms of making people more secure.
Microsoft expects to install SP2 automatically on more than 100 million personal computers.
Well, they say it's the most secure version of Windows ever produced, and the sad fact is they're right.
Computer expert John Levine is the author of several books, including Internet for Dummies.
No question, it fixes all of the holes, but the problem is that the way that Windows is designed, you simply can't be confident that just because they fixed the holes that we know about this week, that there aren't going to be new ones found next week. And if history is any guide, there's still a lot more to be found and a lot more opportunities for bad guys to do their stuff.
Windows was originally designed to be used inside an office, where it was useful for the head of the IT department to enter a colleague's computer to fix it. But the architecture that allows the IT guy to work inside the computer makes it easy for a hacker to enter the computer as well. Anti-hacking software has been around since 1989. Craig Lane of Symantec, which produces the popular Norton security software, says back then many hackers were teens or young adults out for cheap thrills. But as everyone knows, today's internet fraud is far more sophisticated and more dangerous. Lane explains that while the earlier threats came inbound toward one's computer, today's threats are often outbound.
Now people are really starting to worry about the information on their computer, leaving it and going to the bad guys. And these are what we're calling phishing attacks now. Bad guys now trying to trick you into giving them personal information about yourself, and then they can actually then go out and try to drain your bank account or even do things as dangerous as refinancing your house and running up a huge bill for you.
While Microsoft's security package will make it harder for malicious software to enter your PC, it won't prevent viruses and worms from leaving your PC to infect others or to steal information from you. And Microsoft's SP2 doesn't detect or remove viruses, spyware, or spam. For all these things, users will need additional security software. Still, most computer experts recommend that XP users install the security package. For those using older versions of Windows, the company urges them to download all the security patches that are available. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.